Next, I'd like to invite Mr. Shibata, also of ANWE, discussing the previous discussions on the management for treated water. Thank you. My name is Shibata, also from Agency for Natural Resources and Energy. Regarding the background of the contaminated water countermeasures overall, Mr. Ueda just talked about the history. Now, I would like to focus on the previous discussions focused on the treated water or the tritium-related issues, which is the subject of this RFP. And please refer to Exhibit 1-2, and please refer to page 1. This you saw already at the Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station. There is a circulated water injection cooling system, and the configuration is indicated here. As you see here, the 800 ton per day water is being pumped up from the buildings, 800 tons. And after removing cesium, the desalinated water, that is 400 tons, is reused to cool the reactor. And the remaining 400 tons is temporarily stored at a storage tank as a condensed salt water. And if you look at this area in the orange box, this is a condensed salt water. And going through the ALP system, the multi-nuclide removal system, it would remove the nuclides, except for cesium. And the ALP system, the multi-nuclides, except for cesium, removed. However, in this multi-nuclide removal system, tritium, which behaves almost the same as water, cannot be removed. Therefore, the water in the storage tanks contain tritium, and the treatment of tritiated water has become a challenge. Next, slide 2, please. Again, this is something that you've already seen in the previous presentation. Since September and October of last year, IRID, or International Research Institute for Nuclear Decommissioning, has solicited the RFI regarding the contaminated water treatment. And if you look at this red boxes, one area for the solicitation was contaminated water treatment, namely a separation technology for tritium and also a long-term stable storage of tritium. Those were some of the information that were proposed to us. And as you see, we had 182 proposals provided to us. Now, for these proposals, there was a thorough review by the experts from within Japan and outside of Japan, and also an examination by the Committee on the Countermeasures for Contaminated Water. And as you see on the right-hand side, the technologies were categorized into four categories. The box in the far right, the red box, regarding the separation and storage of tritiated water, it was categorized as technologies expected to be effective but needs check and verification. Regarding the handling of tritiated water, we have compared the risk of continuing to store the tritiated water over a long period versus the risk of taking other options such as releasing into the environment. And there was expert opinion that a comprehensive evaluation and assessment is necessary. And that is the reason why we have decided to initiate a general or comprehensive assessment of handling of tritiated water. Now, if you would refer, please, to page 3. As I stated, the experts have reviewed the proposals. And this is a summary of comments given from experts from within Japan and outside. and I'm not going to get into each one of them, but for example, the opinion was that there was no proposal that showed an immediate applicability to the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant this time. Or there was another comment, it is important to keep collecting information on the updates of various technologies which are in the research phase. Those are some of the comments that were given by the experts. Then going on to page 4. Between November 25 and December 4th of last year, there was an IAEA mission regarding the decommissioning efforts at Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station. And this is an excerpt from the report of that international review. In the IAEA report as well, there was a point about the management of contaminated water, and IAEA also concluded that every alternative should be verified regarding the handling of treated water. Page 5, please. Again, the same sheet as we showed you earlier. Based on the April 20th a government decision on the multi-layered and preventive measures for decommissioning. And there's a red box once again. So there's 2 points. One, if the technology requires high technical sophistication, efforts such as verification of technology with fiscal year 2013 supplementary budget can be pressed forward. And so that is why we have this comprehensive evaluation of all options, including this tritiated water or separation of tritium. And we will be implementing this effort based on the government decision. And if you refer to page 6, as I have explained earlier, regarding the tritiated water, it was decided that a comprehensive evaluation of all options for tritiated would be implemented. So in December of last year, under the Committee for Contaminated Water Countermeasures, a task force on tritiated water was established. In this task force on tritiated water, they will be discussing the various options and the evaluation items on the handling of tritiated water, and discussions have taken place already. This task force is going to organize the various options available for separation, storage, and release of treated water. What are the risks? What are the impacts on the environment? What are the cost effectiveness? Those are the areas that this task force will be studying from a scientific point of view. So it is not to coordinate opinions among stakeholders, or it is not intended to make a decision on which option to take. On the 25th of December, the first meeting was held, and so far, up to April 24th, 8 meetings have been held and have had discussions. So the environmental behavior of tritium, the concept of environmental impact, and if ever tritium is released to the environment, what is the behavior of dispersion? Those are the discussions that have taken place. We also shared case studies and the situation of other countries, and we have had overseas experts come in for the discussion. Next, page 8. Sorry, page 7. Page 7. So in the tritiated water task force, There was one deliverable that I would like to share with you. In the task force meetings, eight times meetings have been held, and this is the graphic representation of what has been discussed. So in the far right, you see the different options that are possible for treating the treated water. The red arrows represent cases where the treated water is used as is, and the blue arrows represent cases where the treated water is diluted and then used elsewhere. And this red box here, after some level of isotope isolation is given, and there are the diluted and the condensed portions and options for treating both kinds of substances were to be evaluated. So for all of these options, as you see at the bottom, various items are to be evaluated, and we are going to be evaluating these areas. So for all of these options, we will be evaluating for all of these items listed here. Next. On April 25th, there was the eighth task force meeting held. And in that meeting, we summarized and consolidated the discussions so far and also the future challenges. So I talked about the various options earlier and the evaluation points, and the task force would have to further evaluate, and the specific areas of evaluation was discussed, as you see in the underline. The technical feasibility would have to be tested through demonstration experiments for separation of tritium. And that is the reason why we are coming up with this request for a proposal for this project. So the demonstration test requires a significantly high level of technical sophistication. So we will be using a national budget for this demonstration test or experiment. Now on the final page, as is indicated in the guideline, this project for a verification of tritium separation, there was a IRID RFI, IAEA review, and task force, which all have studied this area. And what are the latest knowledge and expertise of tritium separation? We would like to understand the up-to-date level of technology and expertise, and that is what we would like to learn through this project. So the verification has the objective of testing the performance of the separation in the separation technology. So we would have a certain size of actual device to demonstrate whether that the performance of that device is sufficient for the separation, and what is the construction and the maintenance cost of operating that separation test. So that is a kind of verification test that would be implemented by the project implementation entity. And because of the high level of technology, we are looking to about a year and a half, or by the end of March 2016, to complete this project. because we want to come up with a solution to the issue of contaminated water at the Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station. So I do hope that your proposals will be contributed to the solution of that issue. Now, in the future, already the application has started as of May 15th, and today is the information session. And the deadline is to be July 17th, noon Japan time of July 17th. That's going to be the deadline. And after that, there will be a review followed by a decision of the adopted entity. Through this verification, the performance of the separation will be verified, as well as the cost for construction and maintenance of that the device. And then that result will then be reflected in the future discussions on handling of treated water. So that is the development of discussions so far on the treated water. Thank you.
Thank you very much.